I've written one joke this year, and it's not even. I was trying to think about like you try to do like some kind of derailment thing about like how hard it is to raise a girl, you know, and how hard women have it, because it's like you got to raise them to. You still want them to be nice, right?
Yeah.
Their society expects them to be nice, but then they can't be too nice, because then if they're too nice to, you know, boys in school, a retarded kid's gonna ask them to prom.
Right. You do have to.
That's the,
There's
you
a
know,
line you have to
and then
walk.
you know you can't be the bitch telling a retard they're not gonna take her to prom.
Of course.
And now you know,
Absolutely.
because it's gonna be live streamed. People are gonna see that.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm not saying anybody deserves to be raped, but. The girl that broke a retard's heart?
Yeah, no, I think you got something there.
Let me get her a little miniskirt, one-way ticket to Pakistan, show her what a real retard can do, you know what I mean?
What unchecked Pakistani retardation.
You know,
the havoc it can wreak.
That's why it's hard to raise a girl.
I think you got something there.
Yeah, I ran it by one person. They're like, yeah, don't do stand-up
anymore. I would just quit, man.
I would just not do stand-up anymore. I would say that you've ruined your brain with podcasting.
I have a thing that I want to do as a bit that I don't know what the context would be, but it's just a couple's counseling. It's like a therapist, and it's like a married couple's talking, and it's like two guys.
Yeah.
And like 15 minutes into them talking, he's just like, all right, well, let me stop you right there. I think the first problem is that you're both a couple of fellas. If you boys just went out and got a little pussy, maybe all your problems get solved.
So the premise is the existence of Christian conversion therapy?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I guess that is just conversion therapy.
What if something that exists and definitely already is real was real?
Was real, but like I guess a little more polite.
Yeah. No,
okay,
I like
boys.
That.
Well, yeah, just there's no context.
Just
I guess
like
could...
helping them, but the whole time, you know, they're like, well, when we go to, you know, they're like, you know, do you guys express your feelings to each other? Because it seems like you're stuck in this kind of almost Mexican standoff where you don't want to be the one who is expressing something for fear of rejection. And that mutual fear of rejection kind of builds in this negative feedback loop. I mean, do you tell each other that you love each other, that you care for each other? And you're like, well, when we're making love, and then he's like, ugh.
Ah, fuck?
Come on, pal. Listen, ugh.
I thought I was helping two friends get along.
Oh, God.
Making love.
In your ass?
All right, I'll take you on, but no one gets fucked in the
you're
ass.
You're not allowed to say that shit to me, ever.
Oh, I like that. He sticks with it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, well, you know, I'm a professional.
Yeah.
And
have you seen that movie, The Irishman? I've been feeling more of like an Irishman vibe lately. So I'll answer your questions and help you. But you can never, ever say that to me. It's a line from the movie.
No, it isn't, actually.
No, we've seen that movie plenty. And you're not allowed to watch the movie.
It's actually a pretty gay movie. It's about a love triangle with three men.
Yeah, Jimmy Hoffa.
And that's when he just hits them. Mm-hmm. That's when he loses it.
Yeah.
Don't you ever say Bobby De Niro is gay.
He has a spray bottle. He just sprays. Stop it.
Yeah. And that's how bad their insurance is.
Bobby, they
have to stick with him.
Bobby the nice guy.
Oh, I like that.
Hey, who's this? Bobby the nice
guy?
Hey,
it's me, Bobby D, the nice guy.
Bobby the nice guy.
You talking to me?
No, I'm just saying, you shouldn't rape girls.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. That's what a nice guy is?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, Queen, you look beautiful today. No, I'm just saying, that was a really good post, Queen.
That was a good post.
Yeah. Hey, it's me, Donnie Cimpanero. Hey, how you doing, Donnie?
How you doing? Normalized dating sex workers, huh?
Hey, you know what? It's a woman's choice. Literally, what are you going to do? You're going to fucking tell a woman what she can do with her body? And post, baby. Post it up.
I love Queen.
Yeah.
Give me your OnlyFans, Queen.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was there. Frankie the Tanky. Tommy Cimpanero. Mikey, college sports guy that pretends to be a leftist, but occasionally lets his true colors show. He's deeply pro-police.
They, them, Frankie was there.
Yeah. Hey, my name's Antonio De Demonato.
De Demonato. Hey, I'm fucking genderqueer over here.
Hey, genderqueer.
Well, sometimes I put on I look like a guy, sure, but every once in a while I put on a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
I had one that was like, something. I wish I could remember. It was like an Italian name that sounded trans.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good.